This Tony.
Tony, it's Aubrey with Oval Splash.
Yes. Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got a little time on you?
I do, but I have concerns. I see nothing but bad reviews on the Better Business Bureau of Local Splash. And I really need to just try to get myself started up with Google Ads and get that running. Cause I don't have the money to be just forking out a whole bunch to you guys, and then have everything all just trashed, what I've been trying to work on and get done. A lot of people are saying that they lost everything they had before that they had set up. It took them 3 years to get set up. So, it's not going to work out for me.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, trust me, I understand looking at reviews, right? I encourage people to look at reviews. The one thing I try to tell people when they're looking at reviews, right? Everybody loves going to the BBB. It's the greatest place to go when you want to give crazy comments, right? The BBB is not the reputation of a business. When it comes to a business that has 4.9 stars over 20 years of time, you know what I mean? Yes, bad reviews happen. No business out there that's been alive as long as we have has 100% good reviews. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, no, I get it.
Even I understand looking at the ones that you were looking at. You know what I mean? Yes, there are some people where they had some issues prior to us getting in contact with them. We tried to fix those issues. They weren't really meeting us halfway with that, which we do need. Right, in order to get everything fixed. If we contact Google and we contact you to be on phone with Google and us and you don't answer, how are we supposed to move forward? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll see that in these comments. You know what I mean? So that comes down to more of like what was the real issue prior to even getting to us. You know what I mean? Problems like yours are easy to fix. Right? If you have a suspension because you have duplicates, if you have multiple numbers tied to different businesses because you have a number that you haven't kept for more than a year. You know what I mean? These cause those kind of issues, which we do accommodate for you. You know what I mean? If we mess something up here, we go to great lengths to either fix that or alleviate that problem. And we have. You know what I mean? Whether those people come back to us or not, we still fixed what the issue was. You know what I mean? So I understand that concern. I really do. But then it comes down to, you know what I mean, what were they involved in while we were involved in getting everything up and running for them, right? You're a person that will be involved. You sound like a person that will be involved. We went through the logistics for it. You know what I mean? We're there with you every step of the way. We send you each step that we're on. If there's an issue, if there's a rejection, like I said, we call Google and you together, get you on the line with each other, and get that solved, right?
Right.
There's no contract here for that. Everything's month.
It sounds like I have to get everything straightened out with Google before I can even move forward with you. So.
Well, that wouldn't be true, right? Unless you have some crazy suspension going on, right? It's not going
to
cause that.
No, I'm just trying to get it set up. I'm just trying to get it set up. I don't have the suspension at all. I had to go through an extra activation because I'm like a locksmith in a garage door company.
Right.
So I guess because I had to do that and I got that okayed. And I got through it with them. But they have it connected to the wrong account.
Right.
So I'm hoping that they get that connected to the correct account that I have through their Google Ads.
Yeah, exactly. So just in that, right, because this is a new issue you're going through at the moment, relatively new, I should say. So a suspension hasn't been issued, right, because Google's still going through the process of going through all of that, right? One of the main things that causes a suspension for a GBP is when that kind of thing lingers, right? Google is kind of they're not a mess, right? They're the biggest search engine on the planet. When it comes to talking to the regular folks, right, people who don't have 100 locations for their corporation that Google's talking to directly, it becomes a bit of a pain. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Things become slow when things aren't handled on Google's end. the system itself is going to pick that up. Once it picks that up and a suspension is issued, now it's a whole nother mess and tangle. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen before it gets to that point. You know what I mean? Which is the position you're in at the moment. If
so
there's something
thing,
that, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
The only thing that's keeping me from running my ads through Google is it says certificate required in the United States. And I believe that's what they're talking about is that I'm certified or verified, but I don't know. Because that's the only thing that's keeping me from running Google ads.
Right. So I did specify, like, what kind of certificate they're looking for you to send in? Because that's, even to me, that's weird.
I don't know. It doesn't. Only certain governments and authorized providers may run ads that promote direct acquisitions of specific government documents and services. I don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's asking for a lot of extra things that you shouldn't need.
No.
Not only, not just for business, but in general. So that is something that we would want to get in contact with for. You know what I mean? So even if you wanted...
I spent hours on the phone with these Google representatives trying to get this forward.
Yeah. It's, I don't understand exactly why they don't do the above and beyond service with, like, the regular business person. Because when we, like, the corporate clients that we have, right, they get in contact with Google on their own. You know what I mean? They use us, of course, to manage things, but they get in contact with Google on their own, and it's quick and easy, right? I think that comes down to the type of business that Google directly deals with, which is usually people who have more than 10 locations, $50 million a year type stuff.
Right.
And it's like the normal guy, they just, you know, create right arms of Google in order to handle, which is, you know, where we come into play, right? So that's why it's a little weird. We're able to handle these kind of things expeditiously and quickly. But then when you try to contact Google directly or you're making these things on your own, it's like, why can't I get in contact with these guys, right? That's why we have a department at Google. We don't want to deal with the riffraff, sending things in and out, things like that.
I can get a hold of the guys. Most of them, they're very broken up English. I can get a hold of them, and they email me and say, are you at your computer? Because I can't just be at my computer all the damn time.
Right.
I've got to be out working to make money.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I spend a lot of computer time, but it's like, and now I'm, what they said is I'm in my 14-day period. I'm looking at my ads here, and it just says, status disapproved the local services.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
to get it.
So the Google support, unfortunately, I say unfortunately because when you're outsourcing for customer support, you're dealing with like the other side of the world hours, and then there's like a time mix. It's wow. We are based, like, quote, right up the street from Google's headquarters. We're in Fountain Valley, right? They're in Mountain Valley, I believe, about a seven-hour drive. So we, you know, when we contact Google, we're contacting the department here in the United States, right? Expeditious, very quick. Everything is handled in a timely manner. That isn't going to cross a bunch of wires, especially when it comes to sending information back and forth across the world, right? I get the hesitation here. You know what I mean? But I've been working in SEO for 10 years now. You know what I mean? I've seen
but
it all. I've
I
heard
get,
it all.
I literally
sure.
get I literally get 10 to 20 emails a day. Oh,
oh
I can
yeah.
improve your SEO. You know, dude, it's like, it's all bullshit.
It's heavy.
Somebody trying to get your shit. And I'm
tired
of getting.
They're trying to just get the money or trying to just get the data. Absolutely.
Well, I think they're just, I'm just trying to do my job, not worry about who the next scammer is going to be all the time.
Exactly. So that's why we give you a Google team, right? It's not just me. right? I am your main point of contact. I do set up your Google Guaranteed account and your Google Ads if you decide to keep running those, right? But we have a Google team behind you to handle your Google business profile and everything that comes along with that. Along with your Google team, you have your account management team for your local SEO, your directory submissions, and all of that. So we have a fully functioning team behind you at all times, right? I'm not just signing you on and leaving you in the wind. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that's an Angie, Yelp, Thumbtack. We don't play those kind of games here, right? That's why we earn your business. We don't have contracts. We don't need to rope you in to do what we need to do. You know what I mean? Right. Within that first month you're with us, you've already got your clarity, your clarifications, your verifications, and everything already done.
Yeah, I mean, I've had success with Angie. So, you know, I'm sorry everybody, other people don't, but I've had success with it. Quite a bit, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I probably get 90% of any calls that come in.
Nice, nice. And those convert, which is great. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
We do have clients here that, although it's a little strange, they do use Angie along with Google Guaranteed. They just take more of their Google Guaranteed leads than their Angie leads because qualified leads, they're definitely better than having to fight tooth and nail. But they use them in tandem. You know what I mean? Because Angie's not an SEO company. So while you can only work with one SEO company at a time, you can work with a lead service and an SEO company that provides leads through Google.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, if you only want to Google Ads, we can focus just on that, right? Use Angie for leads. Use us to maintain your Google Ads and your local SEO. We do have that option, right?
Because all I want,
takes
I
away
want
monthly
is,
budgets and types. Yeah.
The only thing that I want to do is get up when people do a search for somebody who needs garage door repair, whatever, new door, this, that, and the other, that they click on my phone number and call me, and then that's at least then I have to do my job.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what the qualified Google Leads thing allows you to do. Right? They're not sending their text message to our third-party system to send out to you so you see the lead and you follow up. That's a lot of extra. It does work, you know, for some people. It's working for you. I get that. But then, you know, we erase the whole third-party thing. You know what I mean? People that come on Google looking for work to get done, especially in the Google Guaranteed section, you have it right there next to your business. Click here to get phone number or click here to get quote. Right? They click that. It pops up your Google tracking number right there. They call that, it appears on your phone as an LSA lead, so you know it came off of your Google Guaranteed listing.
Right.
You have that conversation, right? You either make that quote and appointment to go out and get that job, or it's just not a qualified lead.
Right.
So you're not charged for it.
It's just, all the money that you're saying that you need to get this going, money's just not laying everywhere, you know, for people to pick up.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Definitely understandable on that. So how about we do this? Okay. Since Google Ads is what we're focusing on at the moment, getting everything running constantly and consistently there, we can leave LSA off the table, right? Google Guaranteed. We can take that off the table for now. We can focus on getting your Google Ads in place. Okay. Once things start moving there and things are start flowing in, work is coming in, return on advertising is coming through, then we can revisit the Google Guaranteed conversation. So that gives you just a flat monthly rate, okay, month to month, and that's for your Google Ads. And we do add in social media marketing because we are bundled with Google's and Meta.
What is the monthly ad rate?
Yep, so let me go ahead and pop that up here for you here. I do have the Google Guaranteed on your account. So let me remove that here real quick. Excuse me. Okay, so for your Google Ads, right, we would be doing your local bundle, Google Advertising and Facebook Ads, $549 flat month to month. So that's $300 in Google Ads, $149 for your local SEO and programming. and 100 for your Facebook ads. Flat monthly rate.
Yeah, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. It's too much. I'm already going out every month. I mean, just running a business. I mean, it's
costly. Oh yeah,
it is. It is.
Okay.
But
so,
anyways,
if we could finagle that a little bit, okay? Let's say you don't need
Facebook. I know you can. I know you can because they everybody that I've talked to, they have the big price, and then they can come down to this other price. I mean,
well, the big price is $7.99. The big price is $7.99.
Well, we're not doing that.
Yeah, definitely not. The $5.49 is, you know, the minimal. You know what I mean? It's not, it doesn't have all the extras, right? We're taking out LSA. We're taking out all the extras there, right? Only leaving the bare necessities, right? Google Ads and the local SEO bundle. If you don't need Facebook ads, right? I could adjust that for you. That's the only thing I'm able to separate when it comes to Google bundles is the meta, right? So that would be an automatic $100, right? Taken right off of that. You know what I mean? So $4.49 would be your monthly cost. But that would only be Google Ads and your local SEO, right? We would tether your website and provide the call tracking. But
it would cost me $450 a month for this.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah, I can't afford that. I can't afford that.
Mm.
I just can't. I mean, people have told me that they do all of this stuff and never get anything from it. And it's just, I mean, if I knew that I was going to be getting these leads, that'd be one thing. But from what I've read and everything else, like, oh my God. I hate thinking about having to pay that much money.
So you've gone through, right, the bad reviews, okay? Have you gone through the successes? Have you gone through our good reviews? Have you gone through how we're able to help these small businesses turn into large businesses? You know what I mean?
I'm just saying I can't afford. I mean, if I knew that it would work perfectly, and I would get it going, because like ATM Tech, they told me, oh yeah, we're going to do all this stuff, this, and we'll get you all set up, and it still doesn't work, and I haven't heard a thing from them. But I spent a bunch of money, but it doesn't matter. People tell you a lot of shit just to get. I mean, they're smooth talker like you are. But there's still no guarantee. You know, that's why you're doing your job. You're doing your job. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
trust me, I understand. You know what I mean? There's a difference between smooth talking and talking truthfully. You know what I mean? Everything about us is right there on the table. Right? Again, it does greatly matter. Being a Google partner greatly matters extensively. You know what I mean? Why it matters is because of the things we're able to reach by being a Google partner and having a department at their personal headquarters. You know what I mean?
So why is it that Google, when I first started this up, was asking me if I'm working with somebody with other advertising? Why did they ask me that?
In terms of how you mean, because what they could have been asking was, do you have another SEO? Because you can't work with two SEO companies. That's just not, you can't do it. So when they ask, you know, what kind of advertising are you using? And you say, let's say Townsquare, that's an SEO company. They wouldn't even be able to work with you until they took control back from Townsquare. That's why they asked. That's why we asked.
So my website is through Townsquare Interactive.
That's amazing. What a hit.
What do you mean?
just that I use Townsquare, and they happen to have been the ones that made your website there.
Yeah, I'm all set up with Townsquare. That means I can't work with you then.
So that's who's been working on, like, your bigger
supposedly.
Things.
Supposedly.
Now we're working out the kinks here. Knew it had to be something.
I don't know what anybody's doing. I don't know what anybody's doing. So.
Okay. So you're in a tight spot. You know what I mean?
I'm getting nothing from nothing. From paying, you know, I pay monthly for my website and getting and having it running. You know, I pay $450 a month.
And they're doing absolutely nothing.
I'm assuming so, because I'm
other than your website, other than getting your website.
My website. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten maybe 2 leads.
Wow!
Ever since I've been with them.
Yikes! And you've been how long have you been with them?
I probably 6 months or more.
6 months, and all they've given you is a website and a lot of silence.
I've got a website. I got a couple leads, and it's attached to somebody else's freaking website, and that's how I think I got the leads.
How did they even? So they can.
I don't know.
They could. My goodness. Okay.
This is why I don't trust any of you guys. I don't trust any of you guys. You guys. No, it's all just dots and zeros and dots, you guys. It's not specific. In APN tech, they're supposed to be, when people talk into their phones, I'm supposed to get leads from that. But now it says on the website that it's still pending verification from Google.
I've got absolutely
nothing from them, and spent money with them. But now Aubrey says, "Hey, spend money with us." You feel me?
I'm feeling you. I get it.
I'm not guaranteed anything with you either. So, you know, this is why I'm.
Okay. So there's
all I do is spend money and get nothing.
Very understandable. I'm absorbing everything you're saying here, okay? There's no possible way for me to explain how we're going to be able to get you right and get you where you need to be without simply sounding like the last guy, right? Now, what it comes down to at this point is, do you want to give me 1% of that trust so we can earn your business? Or...
That's why I'm still on the phone.
That's exactly.
Why I'm still on the phone.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get you to understand where I'm coming from. I mean,
100%.
I mean, your company probably has all kinds of money to spend. Mine doesn't. You know?
100%.
Because I have a mortgage and I have bills, and I getting another one just doesn't do it for me.
More bills
doesn't help. Money coming in doesn't.
only time an extra expense helps is if it's getting a return. 100%
right.
Understand, right? So here's the question, right?
You're saying you're going to give me a return, but it's not a guarantee
And the thing is here, right? Just to get to clarify the Google guaranteed verbiage, right? Google guaranteed is guaranteeing your client that's calling in for that work that they're going to be back and get that work done right. You know what I mean? Because what Google does in Google guaranteed, it gives anybody who's calling you for your business $2,000 in insurance, right? That's that trust building. That's that confidence in the customer, right? So the guarantee is for your customers, right? What we are providing is qualified leads, right? I cannot read the mind of a person calling your phone and tell you they're not window shopping. But that's why we have qualifications versus non-qualified leads in place. So you don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? So the guarantee here is not Google Guarantee guaranteeing you're going to get every single lead, turn every single job into $1 million. You know what I mean? That's not the guarantee. Anybody telling you that is literally just trying to get it in your wallet. You know what I mean? The guarantee is for your customers. That guarantee to your customers ensures that they now trust you enough to click on that get quote button and call you. That's how bigger businesses, that's how the corporations have been able to utilize that service until Google decided to give it to their right arm, to give to the smaller guys, the medium businesses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that comes from, right? So I can definitely give you the confidence that we have a 33% higher conversion rate than anybody out there, right? But I can't sit here on the phone and promise you, hey, I'm going to guarantee the 13 leads we're starting you off with, you're going to get all those calls in a week. And you're going to kill all those in a week. It's not plausible. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the return on investment is there for you. It just comes down to, you know, letting me earn that business. Because now it's just down to me and you. I'm representing all of Local Splash right now, right? I'm talking to you as a person who I want a long-time partnership with. I don't want somebody to test this for a month and leave. You know what I mean? That's not my aim for people's businesses. And that's why I don't have anybody who I've ever signed on with us has ever left. Me personally, my clients, I take care of you guys, right? I even keep up with you guys when I don't have to, just because I want to see your guys' progress and make sure everything's on the up and up. You know what I mean? So are you able to provide me with the trust that I need to start getting you where you need to be? I'm not trying to smooth talk you here. Now I'm being
I want to trust somebody, but there's nobody on the internet trustworthy that I know of. I haven't found it yet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I understand that 100%. That's why I'm still here, right? Anybody I thought didn't see the value in this, I would have already told you, have a good day. I'm moving on to the next person, right? I'm very straightforward. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know you need the help. I know we can do this for you, and I'm looking for that partnership. I want to get you where you need to be. Is that something you're going to allow me to do?
Yeah, for how much?
So what do I got to come out of pocket with today? So the lowest I can get without losing my job here is $449, flat, straight up.
You're not going to lose your job.
If I override this and give you this for $200 a month, I absolutely will not be here to contact the next time you call in to see if I'm here. I can guarantee that. You know what I mean? But I can eat the cost for things like Facebook ads. You know what I'm saying? Killing $100 off of your monthly cost to help you is not a problem for me. Yes, I know it sounds like a sales tactic. Incentive, I get it. I get it. But I am eating that cost, okay? $549 is our base to get in the door. I can kick $100 off of that. I can take money out of my pocket if it means helping you.
But that means I still get the Facebook for nothing?
No, the Facebook would be taken out of the package. I can't provide you, you know, pay per lead in Facebook without the cost. That's just Facebook. Like if you go on Facebook and try and do a business page and run ads, it's the same cost. We just optimize.
So then what does the $450, what does that do then? What is it going to do? Because I'm actually going to start listening to you.
Okay, so that's your $149. It's going to be your local bundle. Okay, that's your Google business profile. It's optimization and programming and maintenance. Top five directories, all of that.
So you're going to make sure that my Google is up and working.
up and working and programmed onto the first page.
Okay, so you see right here I have, I'm at my Google Ads page.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an actual number that is connected to me.
With the ID?
Right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
The CID.
CID, okay. And because I, so you okay, I guess I need to let you talk because, I mean, I've been working so hard trying to get these guys to get this set up right so that I can just even do Google Ads, and I don't want it fucked up. I don't want it fucked up.
Yeah. So,
you know?
So your CID does belong to you 100%, okay? The only thing we do with your CID when we ask you for permissions, we don't ask you for administrative rights or full total control. We don't need that. The only thing we want is the management for your CID. Even if you leave us, right? It's not like we're going to, you know, tell you, nope, no, sir, we got control of your CID now. Good luck. It's not how that works. You already own the CID.
That's fine. What I was reading was that people were losing all of their stuff that they had set up. And, I mean, I've painlessly been trying to get these things set up for a long time now. And I don't want to lose this. You know?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I can give you my personal on this phone call recorded promise that we are not going to be taking anything you already have currently running on it away from you, regardless of how we go from here. You know what I mean? Your CID belongs to you. Everything you have currently going at this very moment belongs to you. What we are adding in here is your optimization, right? We're getting those geo-targeting for you, and we're getting that programming, right? Of course, management and maintenance. That's for ongoing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the main goal here. The very first thing we want to do and we're going to do is get everything for your GBP in order. That usually takes less than a week.
Okay. So currently I'm in this 14-day where I'm not supposed to do anything with my account. It's just supposed to sit there and do nothing, but even though I'm disapproved.
Mm-hmm.
It's just supposed to sit there. What would you guys end up doing? Because I'm waiting for them to call me back after the 14 days. So
if you guys come in
and start doing stuff, it's gonna, is that gonna mess? Because I have a meeting with them on the, I think the 26th.
Okay. So the first thing, no, that's not gonna mess up any of your information that you have there. But once we take control of your CID for management, the first thing, like I said, we're going to do is complete web cleanup, like complete internet sweep, name, address, phone number, website, business, all of that. So that any duplicates, any tethers to other places, those are all going to be erased. Everything's going to be streamlined in one Google Business Profile. Your verification is happening at the same time. So, for instance, getting started today, the first thing we're going to do is send over an email that's going to have your Google verifications, right? Proof of insurance, proof of license. You've been through that, right? We're going to contact Google. We're going to contact Google on your behalf.
I've already sent that in and it's already been approved.
Yeah.
It's connected to a different CID than I already have because I didn't know that the CIDs were so important. There's two CID numbers and they just emailed me yesterday saying, is this the CID number you're trying to get verified for? And I told them yes. And it's my CID number, 332, whatever. And because when they first emailed me, they were emailing me about a totally different CID number.
That you didn't create?
With a different email because I didn't know that this was so hard to get set up.
Right. Yeah.
So when I was on one email or the other on my phone trying to get ads to run, and a second one was set up. So I'm trying to just have one. I'm just trying to have one primary CID number.
Okay, so that will be part of the complete cleanup. Okay, two CIDs is going to cause you so many issues down the line.
I want one.
So we are going to clean that up. Okay, use the CID that you want to use. Right. So what I would do before we even set up like client interviews and things like that is I would go into our notes for our back end team and I would put in your CID that you want to use and document it. Mm-hmm. And the one that we need to erase and document it.
Okay.
So by the time your client interview comes up, they're going to re-verify that. Okay. We're going to ask, you know, the CID 332, the other 7 digits, right? This is the one you want to use for your Google profile. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And this one here, this other 10-digit number, this is the one you want us to go ahead and get rid of. Confirm?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and start a cleanup for you. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and erase that old CID, get that out of the algorithm in the system so it doesn't cause any cross wires for you. And then we're going to optimize the CID you currently, that you want to use currently.
Right. Right. So again, Aubrey, they verified me for the one that we're getting rid of.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to verify the one you want to use and get rid of the one that you don't.
Yes. I just got an email from them saying it was verified, and I'm like, oh, crap, it's the wrong freaking account that they're verifying.
Right.
So do you know if it's possible to get it moved?
To get
from
it
the
moved.
One that, yeah, get the verification off of the account we want to get rid of and move to the correct account. The verification
No. And that's not even by our design. That's by Google's strict, like.
Cause they sent me an email and said, hey, is this you trying to get set up for this verification? And I go, yes, it is. I would like, because they said, here it goes. We're contacting you regarding your recent application for advanced verification. Upon further review, the business may have already completed the advanced verification process. In order to proceed, please confirm if any of the following apply to your business. I moved to a new location.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. So I replied, yes, I moved to a new location, and it should be verified for this customer ID 332, 7 more digits.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it did or not. It's all very convoluted.
Yeah, definitely so. So we're gonna get rid of that entire headache here. Now we can't move a verification from one CID to another.
I know you can't. But can if we got a hold of Google, say, hey, it was verified for this account, but we need it. The same verification for this account.
So they would run a new verification for it under the same one, like under you, before getting rid of the old CID.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So once they get the approval for the one that you want, that other one's gone completely.
Okay. I think the biggest problem is I have all my verifications that I need for like you, APN Tech, it's all on the wrong CID number.
Oh yeah, we'll get that corrected for you. No problem.
So, anyways, crap, my brain is hurting now.
A lot of information. a lot of going back. Rotating a lot of ideas, confirming and reconfirming. I get it.
Yeah, it's not straightforward is what I'm saying. It's not. And I don't want it all. It's already fucked up. I don't want it even fucked up even more.
Exactly. Exactly. So how about we do this? Okay. Since that, you know, I don't want you making decisions while you have a headache. Okay.
Right.
How about we reconnect in about 45 minutes to an hour? Okay. I'll send you over everything we're talking about right now in writing so you can get a good look over it. Okay. It'll have every breakdown for you, everything we went over. Okay.
Yeah.
I will put it at the price that we were talking about. Okay. $449. So I'll remove the Facebook ad cost for you. We'll touch base and see if we're ready to move forward. How does that sound?
That's fine.
Okay. So I can go ahead and pencil you in here. Okay. I'm going to close out your category right now, which means we're going to stop the calls for the next hour to your area to get somebody in here. That'll give you time to not have to stress about, you know, your competitor taking your spot, anything like that. There's no crazy rush. Go ahead and give everything a good look over. I'll follow up with you at around 4:45. It's 3:49 at the moment. So about 4:45.
So you're Eastern time?
We'll see about moving forward. I am Eastern time, yes.
Okay, yeah, it's 1:45 now here.
Okay, so 2:45 would be your time when I'm calling you. Okay, perfect. Let me pencil that in for you here. Is there a good email I can send this information over in writing for you? All right, I'm ready when you are.
Above all, gds@comcast.net.
Comcast. Wow. Okay. Thought I was the only person who still had a Comcast account. All right.
No. Well, I've got four different email accounts, but this is my business one.
Ah, I use Hotmail, Outlook, Live for like business related things. But I use Comcast for like basic necessities. Didn't know anybody else had it. It's amazing.
Comcast is for my business. It's for my business. And then the others are Gmail and Yahoo.
Gmail, classic. Yahoo, their interface isn't very friendly for me.
Well, I'm almost 60 years old, so I've been around.
Okay.
I could probably be your dad.
And you definitely don't sound 60. I'll tell you that much.
I don't look 60 either, but I am.
And you might have to pass into secrets to that fountain of youth you visit every now and again.
Yeah, I can't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, I got 7 grandkids. I gotta save some money for them.
There's no way you have 7 grandkids and don't look 60. What is your secret? What are you doing?
I do have 7 grandkids.
My goodness.
I don't know. My wife, I guess. I don't know. That's rude.
That would definitely keep you young.
that's called comedy right there.
Oh, my goodness. That brightened up my day. Thank you for that one.
Sure. Ooh, all right. So you got it, above all, gds@comcast.net?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second here just to make sure it gets through to you.
Sorry, I keep going to my truck and keep connecting to my truck.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Let's get rid of the setup fee. Don't need that. And Facebook ads. React 49. There we go. Ongoing costs. All right. Go ahead and refresh and see if that got over to you.
Let's get back in the house.
It'll be Local Splash Overview. That'll be Aubrey Browning. That's me. Oh, actually, it just got kicked back to me. It says address not found. So maybe I put it in wrong. So
yeah,
it's
you put
above
it in.
All GDS. So ABOVEALLGDS.
No, GDS. garage door service.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I put in here. GD is in dog. F. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
What?
Why? Not. Oh, I thought you said D. I above all. ABOVEALLGDS at Comcast.net.
Okay, so that is the one I sent it to. I wonder why it got kicked back here. Let me try again. Give me 1 second.
No, I can email you from that.
Yeah, actually, I can reply to that.
Yep.
So let me know when you're ready for my email.
Go ahead.
So that's A, Browning, B-R-O-W, N-I-N-G.
A Browning.
Splash. Yes, sir, at localsplash.com.
localsplash.com. A Browning at localsplash.com.
Yes, sir.
Go, go, go. Come on. Okay, it left.
Okay. I did get it. Okay. Oh, I'm stupid. .net, I put .com. All on
yeah,
me.
Done.
All right, perfect. All right, so let me go ahead and reply to it here. All right, there we go. All right, now tell me if that got to you.
With Outlook, they don't have a refresh button anymore. So I just got to wait until it comes in. There it is.
It took the refresh button. That's strange.
Yeah.
That's a vital feature.
With the new thing of Outlook, there's no refresh button anymore.
Oh, man. And good thing I haven't had to use it lately, then. Wow, I had no idea. I would have just been stuck.
I got it.
All right, excellent. So I do have you penciled in here. Go ahead, give that a good look over. You know what? Let me go ahead and do your pre-onboarding here real quick. It's just information to make sure we're projecting things correctly. So I do have first name Tony. Last name?
Ulani. It's P-U-A-L-A-N-I.
Okay, perfect. Let me update that. And then for the business address, I do have Greeley, Colorado, 80634. It's not the 1059 Colorado Ave, though, right?
No.
Okay. Okay, so let's update that here. I'm ready when you are.
It's 2321 43rd Avenue. Greeley, 80634.
All right, perfect. Okay, and then the last thing here, let's create your security question. This is for not only security, it allows you to get back into your dashboard if you forget your password. And with increased visibility, third-party calls from people not related to us are bound to come in. This and saving our phone number in your phone as local slash is what will let you know those calls are coming from us, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you have three to choose from here. You can use your first pet's name, your mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in.
Pet's name.
Pet's name, perfect. And how do you spell that?
The name?
Yes.
Turtle.
You're a turtle. All right, perfect. These will always be lowercase for you. Ah, it's a cat. A cat named, was it a tortoise? A tortoiseshell cat?
No, it was a cat named Turtle.
Oh. Oh, man. Love pet names, man. Mine's basic. I just named her Tsubaki. But she's a dog.
Gosh.
All right, perfect. So we do have everything set for you here. Pre-onboarding is completely finished, so that will save you a whole bunch of time, you know, later on. So I do have you penciled in here. Let me go ahead and let you look over everything here, and I will get back with you in about 45 minutes or so, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you really soon here, Tony.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.